Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Antigua and Barbuda. Good morning, St. Kitts, Nevis, Dominica, Anguilla, St. Lucia. Good morning, the United States. Good morning, Africa. Good morning, the United Kingdom. This is Dr. Erita Taylor, author of His Strength in My Weakness, A Journey of Brokenness, Breakthrough, and Transformation. Listeners, I felt like I have not done a podcast in forever. And quite honestly, I miss you guys. I had always looked forward to doing my podcast, but I have not been feeling very well for the past few months. But hopefully God will continue to give me the health and strength to get up every day to do the things that He wants me to do. As I was out the past few weeks, I didn't do a podcast. I had been putting a daily post. And it's like my outlook on life have changed so much, because sometimes it takes situations for us to realize how blessed we are and how fortunate we are to have people around us, people that care about us. And most of my podcast was talking about loving others, loving others and forgiving others. And I'm telling you, as I did those posts, I'm looking at my life. And I'm not where I used to be, and I thank God for that. I can now see and feel love coming from others. And what that did for me was it softened my heart. And I started to look at things differently, because you know what? Everybody is not going to love me the same way. Everybody's not going to love you the same way. But our love is not only an action word, it's also a feeling. And sometimes a person might not say they love you, but you can feel it, and you feel it within your spirit. And I'm happy to say that I'm surrounded by people who love me, and they love me in their own way. And I appreciate them. This time of year is a year where we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And as a little girl growing up, that kind of love used to be in the air. We go to church and we have concerts in church. Sometimes I used to play Mary, Jesus's mother, or Elizabeth, Mary's cousin. And the feeling that came about that was, I didn't appreciate it as a little girl, but as a grown woman now, I'm looking back and I remember the melancholy that came with that. And it was really nice. It was serene. It was quiet. The love was in the air. Everyone is cooking. Everyone is in that atmosphere where they're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And it was nice. There wasn't much gifts to give around, but you could see neighbors, family, and friends, everyone cleaning their house, putting up their best curtains, decorating the house as best as they can. And everything had to be clean. And everyone is baking. You could smell cakes a mile away. Everyone is baking, getting drinks and food. And though your house have food, if you go to the neighbors, they're still offering you something. That is love. And granted, we have come up far away from that kind of celebrating for Christmas. Some of it is still there, because you could hear folks today said, the Bible never said when Jesus was born, so I don't celebrate Christmas. That might very well be true. But is Jesus sad that we pick a day to celebrate his birth? I don't think so. I think that he is happy for any and all recognition that we give him. And when we put forth our best, that's what he's happy for. So when my friends get up and they're saying, you know what, I'm going to give Rita a drink, that is love in the best form that they could give me. When they call me on the phone, that is love in the best form that they could give me. And I'm thankful. And I can only imagine how Jesus Christ feels when we celebrate his birth, when we're putting forth our best, we're putting up our best curtains, we're decorating our house, and we're saying, you know what, this is the birthday of our Lord and Savior. And I think that he's thankful for that. So as you go through the Christmas season, bear in mind that we're not celebrating us. It's not about us. It's about the birth of Jesus Christ. And with it comes love. So when you get together with your family, try to feel that love that's in the atmosphere and appreciate it. Because nobody will love you the same. I told my son this week, I said, you've had a few girlfriends and you didn't love all of them the same way. It's impossible to love two people the same way. So with that saying, enjoy the people around you that love you. And no matter whether you think they should do more, they should do less, just love them for what they do for you and appreciate them. Christmas is a time that we normally get together with family and friends. And because of COVID, some of us might not be able to do that. We might not be able to have anyone in our homes. But just focus on the meaning of Christmas. And don't let the fact that you're not around family and friends depress you. Just get up and say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. And He will do the rest for you. He will make sure that you're not depressed, that you can enjoy the love that's in the air. Because Christmas is my favorite time of the year. I just love the music. When I was growing up, we had carolers going from house to house singing, the baking, the cooking. It's just a joyous time of the year for me. And I'm happy that it's once a year, though. But it's something to look forward to. It gave me hope to look forward to another Christmas. And in times like these, we need hope. We need to focus on the love that comes with Christmas. And then we need to have hope for a brighter day. Hope that this COVID will go away. Hope that we could celebrate Jesus' birth next year with family and friends, even if we can't this year. But just be hopeful about something positive. Be hopeful that you could get up that day and talk to your family and friends on the phone. But in all of that, just be thankful as you celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Because if without Him, none of us would be here. So Antiguans, continue to celebrate Christmas the way you have done when I was a little girl. Yeah, the carolers are not there, but the concerts inside the church that we look forward to every year, continue to do that. And other places that do that, other Caribbean islands or wherever that do that, continue to do that. And be thankful for another day. Be thankful for another year. And love the people around you. Embrace them. Because God, Jesus Christ, He's going to embrace you no matter what. So let's embrace the people around us. Excuse me. And show them love. And like I said, the past couple of months, I have not been feeling the greatest. And I am so very thankful to be here this morning. I'm so very thankful. I thank God for that. I thank God for life. And I'm thankful for all the people in my life. Thank you. I thank you for my listeners. I thank you for my family, my relatives, my children. Father God, as we enter the Christmas season, we ask that we not take our eyes off of you and what the meaning of Christmas is. It's celebrating your birth. It's not about us. And we're trying our best to put forward the best of everything we have. We're cooking fabulous meals to enjoy with each other and decorating our houses very nicely and showing the atmosphere of love. Because love is what you're all about. So as we enter the Christmas season, let us not be depressed about the things that we don't have. Help us to be thankful for the things that we do have, and help us to be thankful for life. Help us to be thankful for love, and show us how to love each other and appreciate each other. Father God, without you, none of us would be here. So we give you all the praise and the glory as we enter this Christmas season. Thank you for life, dear God. These things I pray in Jesus' name. Listeners, thank you once again for listening to me. I hope my health continue to get better, that I could continue to do my podcast because I enjoy doing it. I really do. And hopefully I'll have something good and exciting come for you guys. I promise you that, but it's still in the making. Enjoy your Christmas. Hopefully I'll speak to you again before the season is over. But if not, you enjoy your Christmas. Merry Christmas. And I love you. Thank you, guys. Have a blessed day.